Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
After the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hey.
I just wrote Ken down on a piece of paper as if I was about to talk to Ken Kronhaus. I am a little bit disoriented, but not badly. This is the Friday. I got that part of it anyway. It's February the 3rd. Doug Steffens with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. I'm wondering about the Groundhog celebrations yesterday. I wasn't here, and you and Jen went through that. What sort of groundhog stuff came to the surface, if you'll pardon the pun? I haven't even seen anything as to whether or not the groundhog.
The groundhog. Punxsutawney Phil saw the shadow. But what we really talked about regarding Groundhog Day was how unnecessary it is, because the calendar already states that there's going to be six more weeks of winter, because that's just what the calendar actually says before the the spring equinox.
Yes.
And it's a necessary.
If somebody asked me, ooh, what was that?
If somebody asks you?
Yeah. If somebody asked you, what would be your
description? I would say you are funny. You are a funny alpha foxtrot. Intelligent, opinionated in the best way possible. And I like how you give your opinions in the sense of, here's my opinion, make up your own opinion. Not, here's my opinion, adapt my opinion. You know what I mean?
Get
off the train. Oh my gosh,
and
loving.
If you've ever had
a chance to see Doug's children, or even I've never met Jasper, but I have met Miles. Mm-hmm. You see the way they look at you. Oh, it is such a beautiful thing.
They're characters, man. I'll tell you that. And there's a picture that I sent you. I don't know why I can't. Sometimes I can make it work and put it on Facebook, and sometimes I can't. A couple of things that we had a little video action yesterday at the Hollywood Farmers Market, and they were playing. There's one of these guys that's a journeyman musician who goes around to the various, I think there's one of these actually at each one of the farmers markets. Somebody who plays music, give him a couple of bucks, and so. But he spreads he's inviting children to come and sit with him and play with him. And so he had all this stuff spread out on the sidewalk, and there's no invitation needed for Miles to go jump into that. So he's pounding away on drums and things, and Jasper sees what he's doing. So Jasper wants to crawl over and get things and pound around. So there's a picture of the two of them with me sitting by this musician. I sang The Farmer in the Dell. I sang Old MacDonald, so the kids got into it. And Jasper, because he's just getting into it, he'll jump up and down, and then he'll clap for himself. It's a lot of fun. So, yeah, keeping it real is what it's all about. Family, friends, people who are close to you, yes, let's keep it real. Maybe the first place for us to go in terms of being serious, Jay, is this 7.8 magnitude earthquake that killed at least 1,200 people, maybe more, in southern Turkey and also in Syria. So I'm betting because of where it is, it was felt pretty much all over what would be described as the Western Middle East. That is Syria and Libya, down into Israel. Is that area, Turkey and Greece. So do we have any more info as to, 7.8, that's a big one, as to other people? I have not seen any video on this yet. I'm sure there is some buildings collapsing and things falling apart, that sort of thing. I don't know. What else do you say about it? It's one of those, there's no opinion required.
Mm-hmm.
It's a story. And what it does, though, is show, when you look at the buildings, show the difference in the building codes for places like that versus our country or maybe European.
Yeah, there are buildings that just completely toppled.
Yeah. It's like a bad movie. when you actually look at it, right? It was just, it's astounding, but it is, you know, it's Mother Nature. People say, oh my God, yada, yada, yada. It is the way the earth works. It's how things change. So when you built in a naive way in a place where you don't understand what the history of the topography is, then that's what happens if you don't build it on solid ground or figure out how to make it. I think it's interesting. I'm going back to the time when that building, was it last year or the year before, and that building down in Florida collapsed into the sand. And there was no earthquake. There was no nothing except erosion. And the sand sometimes, if the pile driver, you ever see one of these great big, huge excavators with a big, like it's about a 40-ton pounder on it, steel pounder that pounds those steel girders into the ground. Most of the time, they're either required to, or they do because they have enough common sense, to go down as far as they have to in order to have solid, in this instance, it's coral reef down in Florida, you go down to have a solid ground, a solid connection to something that'll hold a building up. When you're out here in California and there are earthquakes, the buildings now have been built so that they sway, so that they are, once again, the pile drivers get the stuff down into the ground, but they also engineer the buildings enough so that they can sort of swing its way. And that really didn't happen. The earlier things before the Northridge earthquake did not. Not everything had that. The stuff that's earlier, I was looking at some pictures yesterday. I was walking through a restaurant of Hollywood in the 100 years ago. And I think I told you that a couple of weeks ago I had lunch over at the Beverly Hilton. I'd never been there before. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this picture of the Beverly Hilton, and there's nothing around it. There's nothing there. It's just... And now you haven't got room for a pencil to get between the buildings there. But 100 years ago, there was literally nothing there. And so as things get built up, sometimes things are built well, sometimes things aren't. But I suppose we need to hold a good thought for those souls that have lost their lives in this tragedy. But, what are you going to do? It is what it is. So being prepared, I'm sure that those things will change there now. Well, it depends on inspired leadership. Frankly, if there's good leadership, then people are encouraged or told or made to do things that will keep people safe. Speaking of inspired leadership, this whole fiasco with the Chinese balloon, man, this is just an outrage that goes beyond, keeps getting worse instead of better in terms of how we've handled it, how the Chinese handle it. Those lying SOBs, they continue. I was watching one of the newscasts last night. Where they're going into, obviously they're trying to make us look like the bad guys, which is what they always try to do. But under the circumstances, I mean, when you think about what it means, the invasion, the fact that they've got the balsam to say we created an international incident, when in fact they're the ones who are responsible. Well, what the hell? But they got a great way. Yeah.
It was a weather balloon. They were just surveying things, and the wind took it away, and it left their area. Okay, so why not reach out to people that were going to be receiving this balloon? Because that's not
the
truth.
Why don't you shoot it down? No, you shoot it down, then, if it's going to cause a problem. Apparently, they've sent high-altitude surveillance balloons over the U.S. before that were not detected until after they got after they were beyond American airspace. Apparently, the debris that was salvaged from the balloon in order to learn, what this was all about is pretty damning as far as they're concerned. They're not going to tell you all of it.
Well, and before, you didn't have the American people with cell phones and their own video, their cameras and everything, seeing this and taking note of it, especially when it was hovering over Billings, Montana, and then posting it to social media where it goes viral, and then they have to answer to this.
Mm-hmm. So when Trump was president, apparently there were three of these and under Obama, maybe there was one of these balloon flights. They seem to be shorter in duration. Maybe that's why they went undetected. Who knows? But the Biden people are trying to clean up after themselves. And once again, the whole business about what they're capable of, the competency of this bunch, or it just... It it kind of bothers me because I always have thought of Joe Biden as a pretty good guy, kind of a sweet guy, you know, not somebody who is incompetent. He was a good vice president, and I think that's probably where it goes. He was good. He and Obama got along great. They did some good things together, et cetera, et cetera. But Biden's just floundering out there with the fact that there's no support staff. Biden, that's an interesting one. Obama, it was the O'Biden administration. Obama had good support around him. He had really intelligent people like Clinton did. Unfortunately, George Bush didn't have a really great staff around him. And Trump certainly didn't, as far as I could see. Maybe this goes with the fact that we have waning capabilities in terms of being able to find good leaders. There isn't good leadership and there's not good support.
Well, yeah, and look at how we vote. We don't vote people into office. We vote to keep other people out of office.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so the Chinese are playing on that. But this whole thing raises a lot of questions in my mind about why the government, our government, wasn't better prepared to deflect this thing. We handled, you know, if there are four or five of these circumstances, we knew that they were there. So where's the military on all of this? You know, okay, so the Republicans are going to go out there and make hay as they well might. They're going to go, let's have an investigation, and we're going to, you know, it's Joe Biden's fault. It's really, it starts with the Chinese, and it's their fault. But then when you go, you know, dig around more openly, I guess that's the right word, into the way the administration handled it, they failed. They failed to prepare after this happened, and so did Trump. And so both Republicans and Democrats hold the blame. But what good is fixing the blame doesn't do any good unless you fix the problem. And so the problem is that we have too much bureaucracy. There's too many people in the way of making decisions between something being discovered. You know, they talk about checks and balances and stuff. But there's too many people in the way. There needs to be a direct line of support and decision making. That's what this shows to me. 18 after the hour.
Nachos! Yeah, get nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
You're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Franks. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk. Facts about a Govix.
Orgovix Riligolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact. Orgovix is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment. A pill, not an injection. Orgovix may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing, pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovix can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovix treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovix may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with a Govix. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour, Monday on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have a full week, the first full week of February upon us. Jay Kirshner and I here to celebrate with those of you who are happy about the Grammys last night. It looks like the headline reads, Beyonce sets a new Grammy record. Well, we're going to find out who were the other Grammy winners as well, because I think there's, frankly, for me, there's too much attention paid to her, but that's just me. I'll tell you what I experienced watching the Grammys after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with a DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's it, MyPillow.com.
We're gonna roll up tonight.
So I said to Jay and James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, let's play a little of the award-winning song from Beyonce, or one of them anyway. And so they were hustling around to try to find a clean version. So now we even have Beyonce and some of the more popular pop singers using vulgarity in order to get
Beyonce,
listeners.
Oh, Beyonce, you know, yeah, she hasn't always been clean. And it's not always, like, vulgar language. It's certain, like, innuendos and stuff. So it's not always, and this isn't new for Beyonce.
Okay, good to know. All right. Well, so we got that now. Other than I watched it for a few minutes, and then I remembered that Trevor Noah was the host as I saw him, and he's somebody that leaves me completely cold, or maybe even frozen. So I clicked off of it, but I did tune in time to see The Rock give the presentation to Adele, which I thought was a nice moment. A moment between the two of them, who are obviously friends. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of a nice thing. What else did I... Willie Nelson got a tune. He got an award for the best country album, right? That was kind of good for.
He also got best country solo performance for his song "Live Forever." Brandi Carlile took home a few different awards. Beyonce won for "Cuff It," but that gave her 32 Grammys, the most decorated artist in Grammy history.
Really? So, okay, good.
Yeah, and Harry's House took home the most coveted of the year, album of the year. That's the one that everybody wants.
So I see Bonnie Raitt won for Song of the Year, Just Like That. Now, here's somebody who's been around for 40, 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Her father was a great Broadway star. She had some trouble with drugs early on in her career and then shook it. I always have found her a very interesting, very attractive.
She's great. And that song actually also took her home the Grammy for Best American Roots Song. I almost said Americana. Best American
Roots Song. What
does that
mean? What is that? What is it?
That's that category. So every genre of music has a category for the Grammys. And her song, Just Like That, it took home both.
All right. So what did when we look around the room, I noticed that when The Rock was up there, the camera went to Taylor Swift. So she must have won something. Taylor Swift, she always wins something.
Yes, yeah, she won Best Music Video for her All Too Well, the short film.
Oh, okay. So that's good. I feel all right.
Yeah.
So congratulations. Brandi Carlile has been around a lot. She, a long time. She deserves.
Best rock song, best rock performance.
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home. Not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter. Or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A massive 7.8 earthquake rocked southern Turkey early Monday, toppling hundreds of buildings and sending residents running into the streets as aftershocks were felt across the region. Ziadon Sekir, geologist at Ankara University on the Turkish News Channel.
They may take up to one year, you know, the aftershock activity will not stop immediately. The size of aftershocks may be as large as 6.5.
Officials are looking at a train axle failure on the Norfolk Southern car that derailed near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border Friday night. A fire continued to burn for days, and evacuation orders were given to residents Sunday night. Beyonce on Sunday night broke the records for the most awarded Grammy artist of all time with 32 wins. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really. We have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
Have you listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. It's 34 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, good day. Monday. Monday is mayhem day in many ways. The race to be first. It's always the news guys. We got to get there first so we get the first story and we're going to get the grab. Blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm not sure that that's the best way to approach things that have universal impact and import. Jay Kirshner and I are here. Sometimes we're off the wagon. Sometimes we're late. Sometimes we don't get in on everything. You can't talk about everything anyway. It's not enough time to talk about some things that are good, some things that maybe are meh, and some things that are bad. One of the things that I have hoped over the years that I've been doing this radio program is that I finally found my way, you know? How do I do this? What's the best way of doing it? I like listening to the people who are not seasoned. I like listening to them because they are so in the dark when it comes to... I mean, it's really... I guess it's a sign of the times because some of the people that are on the air now are just so bad. They don't sound like they know what they're doing. They don't sound like they have... And I don't mean just as far as the talk and conversation is concerned. I'm talking about music.
Mm-hmm.
There's this, you know, when there's some kind of a surprise on the air, we all have had these things happen, especially if you're doing a live program. You have things like on television that are surprises and unexpected twists and things like that. And then whether you're seasoned or not depends on how many times you've had to deal with it and what your comeback is. One of the things that I was taught early on in my career is if there's a mistake, ignore it. And I did that. You know, for a long time, and then I decided, you know, this is real radio, and if there's something that happens, I'm not trying to call attention to it, but I want you to know, people who are listening, well, was that me? Was that them? How do I fix it? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you'll always, if I think there's something going on that's wrong, I'll tell you about it, and so that's, you know, is that a powerful statement?
Well, I think things have changed, too. Like, back in the day, it was more of a focus on kind of perfection, and now it's more a focus on organic and real situations. Like, even in theater, if something happens, like one of the set pieces falls and it takes everybody out of the moment and everybody looks at it, we'll acknowledge it. Act like, okay, well, that's part of the play now, too, and stay in character and keep going. But to just ignore it, then everybody in the audience is like, what is happening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want people to be uncomfortable. Well, here we are on the 6th of February, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, with a focus now on Ohio, the Buckeye State, where there has been a train derailment and apparently a whole bunch of noxious fuel. I'm not sure exactly what the fuel was, but whatever it is, it's burning. There are three or four cars that are on fire, and you see all that video and the black smoke curling out of the things, the tankers. And then you wonder, okay, so what's the next step? Apparently this stuff on fire is really noxious, and they've evacuated a lot of people, at least the folks who live or work close in to where these tankers went off the rail. There are a lot of derailments every year, which cause me to wonder what's being done to take care of the tracks. Do you realize how small, have you ever looked at, and probably most people haven't, but if you've ever looked at the wheels on a train, there are only 2 inches of steel on the inside that hold it on the rails. So if there's somebody, you know, there are a lot of crazy people who do crazy things. They put rocks on the track.
People put pennies on there?
Yeah, well, those are fun. Yeah, I've done that.
Flatten them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. But anyway, it's not clear why this thing derailed, but it is clear that it is causing havoc and creating a real mess for the folks in that part of Ohio. Meanwhile, what's going on with George Soros? Anything? Is it the same old, same old? Didn't I see something I think there was a George Soros story, some new claim?
George Santos.
King of Siam or something?
He worked on... Yeah, apparently George Santos worked on Spider-Man or something. That was another claim. He helped produce Spider-Man the musical.
He's a certified lunatic, right?
He's a sociopath. I mean, we can't diagnose him that, but lie after lie after lie.
Yeah, it's just...
pathological.
But you can't really do anything about it. You can't, there's nothing that you can do other than have a referendum and impeach him or get him out of there. But I just, you know, I look at this sort of stuff and I just think to myself, oy, is it true that we get the politicians that we deserve under the circumstances? A couple of planes, a FedEx plane and a Southwest plane, almost, it's one of these almost things. Like, remember when the American plane was landing and the United plane was taking off from JFK a couple of weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
I think there are probably a lot of these things that happen and you don't really know about it. And probably it's just as well if you don't. Somebody who flies as much as I do, I think I feel very safe flying, actually. And I kind of love looking around at all of the things that are, you know, a part of the whole process. Most people keep their windows closed. When you're on a plane, if you sit next to the window, do you close the little curtain, the shade, or do you keep it open?
I'm an aisle person. It's one of the superstition that I have to be sitting on an aisle when I'm on a plane. Mm-hmm. So I typically don't have any control. I do prefer that the windows are open when we're coming in for the landing, because if you hit the ground before you realize you're that close to the ground, it can be a little startling. Mm-hmm. But the thing with this one, the FedEx and the Southwest flight, the FedEx plane was actually coming in for a landing, where the other one, they both happened to be on the runway while one of the flights were about to be taking off and had to abort takeoff while the other one crossed its path. But this one was like the FedEx plane almost landed right on top of the Southwest flight.
Mm-hmm. There you go. $747 million in Powerball. Is the drawing tonight? I think that's a lot of
I always get confused on which night's Powerball and which night's
Monday, Tuesday, Monday,
Happy
Tuesday.
Day.
Happy day. You've been around me long enough to know where I'm going with that one. Okay, let's see what's going on with these damn Russians and what they're doing. The Ukrainians say that there is a renewed Russian offensive that apparently they have, you know, they're like everybody else, and I think they have some help, frankly, from our CIA. I think there are a lot of American operatives who are over there that are quietly getting information and passing it, along the trail to the Ukrainians to try to help in their defensive move. So anyway, the defense minister over there says today that they're training on these new weapons that we have given them. Boy, aren't the military industrialists having a picnic? What a field day they're having with all of this stuff. Anyway, there was a news conference yesterday, and the fellow who's in charge of the armed forces thanked the West for all the help. Western weaponry is on its way. Now, whether or not it's there to hold off the Russians when they have what apparently all of the surveillance suggests that the Russians are getting ready to hammer them again. But if they don't hammer them any better than they've been hammering them already, there's nothing. And I think the explanation of what needs to be done here, the idea that we're approaching the one-year mark on this thing, wasn't it February 24th last year? Something like that, in that vicinity. So a couple of years. The Russians are going to, according to the CIA, are going to launch a new, the first anniversary of our war, which we said we were going to win in 3 days or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. Now, they thought it was like 72 hours tops.
Yeah, right. And so now they're going to go back and shake things up. They have new leadership. And apparently there is there are a series of corruption scandals that have plagued. The Russians have the problem. The Ukrainians have the problem, and we're the victims because mostly the stuff has come, some of it's European, but most of it has come from America. And then we have these political fights back and forth about whether to support them or not. The Republicans, and I think aptly so, are asking for more records. What are we doing? And how do we, how do we know that all the things we're sending over there are being used in Ukraine's efforts to secure the border? And then they don't have an answer to that. And we haven't held, I think we need to hold Zelensky's feet to the fire a little bit more, frankly, on this. I think we want to help them. We want to push the Russians back. But what about resources and what's been done? I don't know. I see too many questions and no answers. And back again to our leadership, we should be asking those questions. We should be demanding from them, not. And this is what the Republicans are kind of upset about with justification. We ought to be, in this circumstance, asking for or demanding more accountability for all this stuff that you and I are paying for. Because that's what the reality is. We are paying for this. I don't think that's unreasonable to you.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Anyway, the flow of Western weaponry to Ukraine continues this week. There are a couple of, over the weekend, the Russians made some gains around a couple of cities. But are we tired of talking? I mean, I don't think most people kind of go into a zone when you start talking about Ukraine because they can't imagine, you know, it's sort of like the Iraqi war. Nobody even knew where Iraq was.
Mm-hmm.
Or most people didn't know where Iraq was when we invaded it in 2003.
Well,
and that was one
of
the
things. Well, I think it's a double-edged sword because...
How so?
It has been spoken about so much that, yes, people are so tired of hearing about it. But at the same time, we're tired of hearing the same thing over and over again. We want more information. Yes, okay, so more weapons and machinery are going over. Well, where exactly are they going? How will they be used? Do we have proof of how they are being used? I think it's one of those things of we're tired of hearing the same thing over and over again. Give us more information.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that is happening, it's been 80 years since the Ukrainians faced the Germans. And we know that didn't work out well. The whole Eastern Front didn't work out well for the Germans. And now the Germans are sending tanks in to help the Ukrainians. Remember that whole big flop a couple of weeks ago? A flap and a flop. A couple of weeks ago when they were trying to figure out, can we send that tank in, the big tank, the little tank? They know how to run these tanks. I don't ever remember a result of that. I remember talking and asking the question because I think I said running one of these big tanks is like flying an airplane. You can't just get in it and figure out how to do it without some training.
So hit the gas pedal and steer.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, there's no gas pedal and there's no window, so you can't see. You got to follow all of the gauges and things. They're run by radar, much as anything else. So, anyway, they're huffing and they're puffing and they're blowing each other's house down. That's kind of the update on the Ukrainian war. 48 after on Good Day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Here we are at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Monday program. Doug and Jay with a focus on farm, food, and family as we celebrate National Frozen Yogurt Day. It's February the 6th, and we all know, we all look at the calendar, we all can hardly wait every year for National Frozen Yogurt. I actually had some Miles.
Oh, good.
Miles and I stopped by the ice cream joint yesterday afternoon. And we had frozen yogurt. I had actually, it tasted, the stuff I had at this particular shop was just like ice cream. I had black cherry, what felt like it was frozen yogurt, but it tasted like ice cream. And for those of you who weren't around 4,000 years ago in the Middle East, that's when yogurt was first used, first came about. Whether or not you realize what yogurt is, do you think most people realize what it is? You think
what is
it? Yogurt?
Oh. Frozen yogurt, like frozen yogurt.
Well,
frozen yogurt's not the same as regular from the fridge yogurt, because that's sour. Because
it's frozen.
Is it frozen?
No, they make it somewhat.
Take away the sourness?
It's a little bit like ice cream in terms of the process, except there's not as much sugar. There is as much cream, if you will. Yogurt is a result. That's why they have... when they tell you about yogurt and what it does, it creates a system in your stomach that really milk becomes, what's the word I'm looking for? When it goes, it becomes...
like probiotic.
No, but there's a...
The yogurt, right?
It goes... If you drink sour milk, it's curdled, that's what I'm thinking of. It's curdled milk.
Like cottage cheese?
Yeah, kind of, a little bit, yeah. It hasn't gone that far. Anyway, the point is that today is National Frozen Yogurt Day, and enjoy. And it is, you're right, it's different than regular yogurt. I try to have yogurt from time to time, but there's a lot of sugar in the Danone and the popular brands, which I like, frankly. I think Danone is my favorite, but there are local outfits, like in Massachusetts, H.P. Hood is the larger of the local dairies. And they've got something they created back in the 1970s called Frogurt, which is yogurt with fruit in it. I like it. There's the Yoplait is the other one. Dan and the Yoplait, popular versions of the same product, basically.
Yeah.
With the fruit on
See,
the
I
bottom.
Was a TCBY fan.
Oh, are they still around? Country's Best Yoplait?
Barely. Yeah.
I don't see them much anywhere. Okay, here's what's next here for farm and food and family lovers. This is a story that's close to my heart because it's happening around New England. There are some people who have started a bank called Walden Mutual Bank, kind of an unorthodox path to support local and sustainable agriculture. We need, coming from the farmer's point of view, we need people like this. The difference between Walden and other banks is that normal banks take their clients' deposits, invest them in projects, some of which might not be aligned with the customer's principles, kind of the same as investing in the stock market, because there are some stocks that are environmentally friendly, or they're friendly for this cause or that cause. But the people who deposit in the Walden Bank rest easy knowing that their money is used only to provide loans for local agricultural operations. There's an orchard up in Troy, New Hampshire, that started. Actually, the folks that came here in the 90s were from England. Excuse me. And they've come up with some great ideas, and so they wanted to grow, and they're using the money from this bank to do that. So it's really kind of a cool thing. There's also the Farmers Bank, the FBN. Some of us get email. Some of us farmers get email from the. It's a federal bank. The Farmers Bank, and I can't remember what the rest of it is. They're very difficult to deal with because I've tried to, government. Now, the government is also, they keep talking about all these plans. The government is going to help you do this, and government is going to help you do that. And in reality, it's very difficult sometimes to get that. Are we going to have under the good news department, are we going to have excitement over this family that donated $10,000 to help feed students in Elmore County, Alabama?
That's great.
Yeah, it is good.
Help covering the meal debt and children students who can't afford a lunch otherwise, where most times this is the only meal of the day they're going to get if they're from a family with food scarcity.
And the numbers, 61% of students at the school rely on free or reduced lunches in order to be able to eat. Wow. Just to buy eggs, parents have to consider how much it costs, especially the cost of eggs gone up. So thousands of dollars being used to help the youngsters in this Elmore County school. Good. Good idea. Pass that around. 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.